Prosecutors have decided to seek the death penalty against the man accused of killing 11 at the Tree of Life Synagogue last October. They say Robert Bowers was motivated by his hatred for Jews. But 90.5 WESA's Onlie Herring reports that for some victims, executing him would conflict with the Jewish faith itself.
The accused gunman's case is being argued at the federal courthouse in Pittsburgh. Today, cars race past the austere stone structure and pedestrians stroll by staring at their phones. But the courthouse will become a focal point for news media across the world if the alleged synagogue shooter goes to trial here.
Stephen Cohen worshipped at the Tree of Life Synagogue and dreads the publicity. He even wrote to U.S. Attorney General William Barr and asked him to opt for a plea deal that would put Bowers behind bars for life. But Cohen says there are congregants who support the death penalty.
Some of them want to take him out and have him drawn and quartered, if you remember that medieval punishment.
Cohen worries, though, that a trial would be painful for victims and likely force them to endure years of appeals.
Because that's the way our system works. That's my objection. It is not to the death penalty. It is the fact that we no longer do swift and certain justice.
Leaders and members of two of the three congregations that were housed at Tree of Life also asked the Attorney General not to seek the death penalty. Judy Yanowitz with Congregation Dor Hadash says she's morally opposed to capital punishment.
I think it comes from a basic value in a human life and the possibility that you can ask for forgiveness.
I asked her whether she could find it within herself to forgive the accused shooter.
I don't know the answer to that.
Sanhedrin haoreget echad be'sheva nikret chovlanit.
Rabbi Seth Adelson of Pittsburgh's congregation Beth Shalom near Tree of Life reads in Hebrew from the Jewish Talmud. While the Torah calls for capital punishment for a range of offenses, Adelson says later writings condemn the practice as, quote, bloodthirsty.
We really believe that it's not up to us as humans to take a life, that really only God can do that.
Yet, Adelson acknowledges that some Jews believe in capital punishment. Rabbi Jeffrey Myers leads the Tree of Life congregation. At a recent news conference, a reporter asked if he had thoughts on the decision to seek the death penalty.
No, I have complete faith in the Department of Justice to act professionally and do the right thing.
In federal cases, it's the Attorney General who chooses whether to pursue the death penalty. That decision follows months of review by federal prosecutors, and Justice Department guidelines require the attorneys to consult with victims of the crime or their surviving family members. Carmen Ortiz remembers having these conversations with survivors of the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing.
They were difficult.
Ortiz was the U.S. attorney for Massachusetts at the time of the attack, which killed five and injured hundreds.
They were difficult, but I felt that they were critically important for them to know how much we cared, how committed we were.
The bomber was sentenced to death in 2015. Ortiz says some victims opposed capital punishment, but she says there are other important factors to consider.
The gravity of the crime, you know, the heinousness of the crime, the purpose, the intent that's voiced.
Prosecutors say the attack on Tree of Life was especially serious because it was motivated by the alleged shooter's hatred for Jews. So in part, to defend religious freedom, the government set aside some victims' religious beliefs.
The obligation of Department of Justice lawyers is to sort of execute federal law the way it's been written. And my moral position as to whether it's a good law or bad law is supposedly not part of the mix.
Rory Little previously served on the Justice Department's Capital Case Review Committee, which advises the Attorney General. He notes that victims will have the opportunity to share their views on the death penalty during sentencing if Bowers is found guilty.
So sooner or later, the jury's going to hear these views.
No trial date has been set. Onlie Herring, 90.5 WESA News.